Chip, your thoughts on the announcement from the EPA today regarding the renewable fuel standard?
Well, while they were not where we wanted them to be, where we thought they were supposed to be and should be, it is an improvement from the 14 billion gallons that was proposed up to 14.5 billion where it is today. So, you know, we're not happy about it, and we're you know, this is a 202-page document, the final ruling. We haven't even finished reading it yet to see all the details that are in it. But the numbers are the numbers, and it's a half a billion more gallons of ethanol that's going to be blended into the fuel supply. So we can't be displeased with that, but we're not happy where it's at. We want it to be where it's supposed to be.
What are the next steps? From here, where does the National Corn Growers Association go in regards to hopefully increasing the amount of ethanol that push through that blend wall?
And the 2016 number, 14.5 billion, does get us at over 10%, so that is above the blend wall. We want to be higher than that, but it does get us above the blend wall. We will continue to work to get those numbers up. I mean, we have to have the 15 billion gallons of ethanol by 2016 to keep the ethanol industry moving forward like it is now. And we'll, you know, again, this is an hour and 5 minutes after the announcement, and we have talked about our options, but we have not finalized our options, but we'll evaluate, and we will do everything we can to protect the rights of corn farmers across this country. So, you know, we're not done yet.
Do you call this a step forward for you, and how do you feel that, do you feel like it's still catering to big oil?
Well, yeah, I mean, in our statement, we did say it is a step forward, and it is a step forward. It's more, it's 500 billion gallons more than what we, 500 million gallons more than what we had yesterday. Yesterday was at 14, today is at 14.5. Is big oil still have its fingers wrapped around this? Yes, it does. They're doing everything they can to keep ethanol out of its gasoline market. And we will continue to build infrastructure. We'll continue to build the ethanol industry. We'll continue to grow corn, which we're good at. And we'll continue to push for higher levels of ethanol in our gasoline market. And big oil is not going to like that.
Anything else?
You know, we could probably go on for a long, long time, but, you know, we have to, National Corn Growers has to create demand for our growers' product. And we're proud of the fact that we have displaced about 10% of gasoline with ethanol. We're proud of the fact that corn farmers can produce a crop that makes us less dependent on corn oil. And we'll continue to be good at what we do, and that's grow corn.